Welcome to the Punk Rock MBA Podcast.
What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty. This is the Punk Rock MBA Podcast. Today's episode is another bonus. It is the audio version of a video that I made on my second channel. If you haven't seen my second channel, I would love it if you'd check it out. It's where I talk about business and marketing, personal development, all that other kind of stuff that I'm very passionate about, but isn't music related, and so therefore doesn't really fit on my main channel. This episode, this video, audio thing, whatever, is about a topic that I've heard a lot of people talk about, going back to college as a quote-unquote older student. And, you know, at my age, it's funny to think of this, but, like, I went back when I was 25, which I thought was, like, ancient at the time. In hindsight, I realized, like, that didn't make a difference at all, and there's no reason for me to be nervous about it. But it did make things a little bit different, a little bit more complicated in certain ways, and I talk about that in this video, including why I ended up with an outrageous amount of student loan debt, which I have paid off since then, and I will talk about in another video. But anyway, if you have thought about going back to school at an older age, or if you're currently in school at an older age, or I don't know, if you were even just thinking about going to college in general at a younger age, whatever, college, that's what this one's about. Before I get into it, wanted to mention a couple ways you can support the show if you are interested. Number one, we have some merch. You can check that out at the link in the show notes. Number two, if you really like us, you can support us on Patreon, where patrons get the shows early. There's also a chance for me to review your stuff, your music, your videos, your podcast, your graphic design, photography, anything like that. Also, a link to that in the show notes. And of course, as always, thanks to our wonderful producer, Deanna, who is the brains behind this operation that makes it all happen. If you want to start a podcast, or if you want to grow a podcast that you already have, do it a little bit better than you are now, she is the person to talk to, and there's a link to her website in the show notes. I would highly encourage talking to her. And with that out of the way, let's get into the episode. What's up, everybody? I am Finn McKenty. This is my second channel. This is where I talk about business and marketing and entrepreneurship, personal development, all that other kind of stuff that doesn't belong on my main channel because it's not about music. What I wanted to talk about in this video was college. Should you go to college? If you do go to college, what should you major in and why? Should you take on student loan debt? Is it worth it? For what group of people does it not necessarily make sense to go to college? I went to college. I didn't start until I was 24, I think, maybe 25. Actually, that is not quite true. I went for one quarter when I was 18, right out of high school, and I just didn't want to be there. My head was not in it. I just wanted to go to shows and didn't really want to be there. And so because of that, I spent most of my time hanging out, going to shows, making zines and stuff like that. I barely got by with like D's. I wasted like $4,000 in a quarter because I was paying for it all out of my own pocket. And I decided, you know what? It's not for me. So to make a long story short, I decided I should go move to Cleveland to go hang out with my hardcore friends there and be with some girl that I was talking to there and all the typical kind of dumb hardcore kid shit that people do. I'll talk about that in another video. But eventually I decided I needed to go back because I was kind of not getting the opportunities that I wanted. In another video, I talked about how meeting Chase Jarvis opened a lot of doors for me, and it totally did. But even so, I still felt like I was hitting a little bit of a wall because I didn't have a degree. In a lot of fields, if you don't have a degree, it's just simply going to be a lot harder to get your foot in the door in the first place. Design is one of those fields. So I went back when I was 24, 25, however old I was. I went to the University of Cincinnati. And if you're wondering why I went there, I majored initially in graphic design. University of Cincinnati, even though in general it's kind of a middle of the road state school in Ohio, it actually has one of the best design programs, or actually the school I went to is called DAAP, D-A-A-P, Design, Art, Architecture, and Planning, like urban planning. And it has top-notch programs in all four of those areas. 2 years into that, I decided, you know what? Actually, I think I need to be a marketing major. And the reason I made that decision is because I'd already done some like design work at the time. And I realized from doing those projects that the problems I wanted to solve were not really design problems. They were more marketing problems. Like as a designer, you'll be brought in to like design the poster for some event. But I would be thinking like, well, wait a minute. is this even the right audience for this event? Or is this the right location? Or is the budget for this event what it needs to be? Like, all these problems that are way beyond the purview of graphic design. So I switched my major to marketing, management and marketing, which is what I ended up getting a degree in. And I'm super glad I did. I love design. I did design professionally for like 10 years. I got an amazing education in design at UC, and I'm really grateful for that. I use it all the time. For example, for my thumbnails on this channel, my thumbnails are pretty shitty, but on my main channel, I put a lot of effort into them and it matters. So having design as a skill is something I'm super grateful for. And for sure, I would not be as good of a designer as I am. Not to say that I'm the best, but I think I'm pretty good. For sure, I would not be as good of a designer as I am if I hadn't gone to school for it, because this program, it like puts you through a design boot camp. It's modeled after programs from like the 50s and 60s, like Bauhaus kind of programs in like Switzerland and Germany. The faculty at the time that I was there, the dean of the school and some of the senior faculty were all like old Swiss and German people that kind of modeled the program after that. So it's like design boot camp. It was fucking hard. They make you go through all these super basic kind of fundamentals programs where you're cutting out shapes of paper and gluing them down and literally like painting chips different shades of gray to develop your eye for color and stuff. It was hard, but that's the kind of stuff that you will do in school that you're never gonna do on your own. So that's kind of one thing I wanted to mention, is that in a lot of fields, yes, it is possible in theory to teach yourself this stuff, but what you'll notice is a lot of people who are self-taught have kind of weak fundamentals, because in school they force you to do that shit that you don't want to do. So school is really valuable for that, especially in creative fields. So yes, you can be self-taught, but I think there's a lot of value to what you actually learn in school as well as the degree. But anyhow, so I switched my major to management and marketing. Again, it's not the world's best school, but I feel like I got a world-class education out of it. And the reason why is because I didn't actually get into the College of Business until I think I was 26, maybe 27. So because of that, I was more or less an adult. I mean, I still had a lot of growing up to do at that age, but I was more or less an adult. I wanted to be there. I was super engaged, and I got so much more out of those classes than the other people who were there who were 19, 20 and didn't give a shit, didn't really care. They would just do the bare minimum. I took absolutely full advantage of every single thing I possibly could. I went to all the like office hours. I remember it, like, so I had a professor who used to work for the Commodities Futures Trading Commission in Chicago. So he knew a lot about how financial markets worked, which is something I was interested in. And I said, hey, can I just come by your office hours sometime and ask you questions about like how the financial markets work? And he was like, yeah, sure, go for it. Most people just come to office hours to complain about their grades. If you actually want to talk about class, that'd be awesome. And I did that with some of my other professors because I'm paying for it, right? So why not take full advantage of it? I went to the library all the time and read all these academic journals that I knew I would probably never have access to for the rest of my life, because these things cost, you know, hundreds of dollars a year to subscribe to, thousands of dollars sometimes. So I would just randomly pick up, you know, the Academy of Management Review or pick up some quantitative finance journal. And sometimes it would make absolutely no sense to me. And then other times I'd be like, holy shit, this just blew my mind. My world was opened to a whole new discipline that I had no idea even existed before, just because I walked in the library and randomly picked up this journal, which, by the way, I'm paying for. Like, the library fee is part of your tuition. So if you don't take advantage of these things, you're missing out. Like, as my economics professor said, education is the only business for people who want less for their money. I went to all the study groups. I busted my ass. I just did everything I could to take full advantage of all the opportunities I had there to learn. So that's point number two, is college, or really anything in life, but I think especially college, is what you make of it. If you go in there thinking that it's not going to be valuable and you're not going to learn anything and that it's a waste of your time, well, then it will be. There are tons of people there who want to help you. You've got the library, you've got study groups, you've got all these other things. It's up to you to take advantage of that. So that was my experience in college, and I can say for sure 100,000,000% that I would not be here doing what I do without the stuff that I learned in school, because I learned how to manage a business. That's what I went to school for, management and marketing. So I learned, you know, the basics of accounting and finance and operations and management and marketing. I had to take like four quarters of calculus and statistics and like financial accounting, all this shit that I didn't even know what calculus was before I went to school. Like, I hadn't taken a math class in like 13 years, maybe. The last one I took was like Algebra 2, and then I had to take 3 or 4 quarters of calculus. I was in over my fucking head, but I just dug in and I got through it and I got A's and B's and all those. I graduated with like a 3.875 GPA, which I think is pretty cool considering I was also working full time at the time.
Hey you, do you have any plans this year? How's that going? Did you get 2020'd? Well, welcome to a brand new podcast called 2020'd, where myself, Benny Goodman, and my good friends, Corey Pazin and Siobhan Cronin from the band Lost Symphony also got 2020'd.
And since the world ended this year, we decided why not just check in with some of our friends in the music industry and see how everyone's doing.
We're going to get a candid look at life on and off the stage, as well as the mindset of some of the most successful people in the entertainment industry.
New episodes drop every Sunday and Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern.
And you can listen at 2020-D.com, SoundTalentMedia.com, or on your favorite podcast app.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bruce.
And I'm Nolan, and this is the Corner of Gray Street podcast. As longtime Dave Matthews Band fans, we set out to create a podcast to dive deep into the past, present, and future of DMB.
Not only do we recap and review shows within an ongoing tour, but we revisit past shows from throughout the band's history, conduct interviews with a wide variety of guests with ties to DMB, and create unique and exclusive content like our Concerts on the Corner series.
Whether you're a fan of the band or just a fan of great music, we think you'll find something you'll enjoy. We can't wait to see you on the Corner of Gray Street.
But first, I want to thank DistroKid for sponsoring this episode of the podcast. If you're not familiar, DistroKid is a digital music distribution service that musicians use to put their music into online stores and streaming services. So in plain language, if you have ever wondered how to get your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music, Amazon, Deezer, Tidal, and many, many more, there's like dozens and dozens of different streaming services, DistroKid is the way to do it. It is super easy. I have used it to put my music on Spotify. It took me maybe 5 minutes to like set it up and upload everything. It's legitimately awesome. I am sincerely a fan of this company and their product. And for those of you who have asked, you can also upload your music to TikTok with DistroKid. And if you want a chance to get featured on DistroKid's Spotify playlists, you can do that by submitting a song through Spotlight and getting your fans to vote for you. You can also use Hyperfollow to get more Spotify followers. You can promote your new release as well as Spotify Canvas. That's where there's the video in the background in the player. And when you share it on Instagram, it shares that video too to make your Spotify release pop. And Spotify Canvas is available to all DistroKid artists. Like I said, as you can probably tell from this, like I am sincerely a fan of DistroKid. DistroKid can do everything I just talked about and so much more. So be sure to sign up with my link, which is in the show notes for this episode, to get 7% off your first year. That link is in the show notes of this episode, or go to distrokid.com/VIP/thepunkrockNBA. And thanks again to DistroKid for sponsoring this episode. That said, it is not the same for everybody. There's some fields in which college matters a lot more than others. There's some in which it's absolutely vital, and there's some where it's a complete waste of your time and you shouldn't go. The main question that I think you need to ask yourself is, do you want to work for yourself as an entrepreneur, or do you want to be an employee and work for somebody else? And I should also say that you, especially if you're younger, you might have an answer to that right now. You might say, no, I want to work for myself. Like, fuck working for the man. Well, you might change your tune in a couple years when you realize how hard it is. And if you don't have that degree, you could have made a little bit of a mistake there, or could be making things harder for yourself. Because in most white collar fields, like if you want to go work in an office, having a college degree is not necessarily a 100% requirement, but it's pretty close, and you're playing on hard mode without a degree. And it doesn't matter what your degree is in or from where in most fields. It just matters that you have a degree of some kind, and then do you do well enough in the interview? Because if you don't have that degree, you're not even going to make it through the initial screen, like when you send in your resume or even if a friend refers to you or whatever. If you don't have a degree, you're not even going to make it through that screen most of the time. So it doesn't matter how good you are. HR recruiters are a bunch of drones. Like, they don't actually know shit about anything. They're just paper pushers that do keyword searches and filter emails from this inbox to this inbox. That's it. They don't know or care about you as a human. If you don't have a degree on your resume, you're just gonna go in the trash 90% of the time. So if you wanna work for someone else, very, 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 very strongly, highly recommend getting a degree, or at least thinking long and hard about it. If you want to work for yourself, that is much more of a question mark. In that case, nobody really cares what your education is. All that matters is, can you do the work of running the business? And in that case, I would still say that having a degree is oftentimes useful, because like I said, when I went to school, I learned how to run a business. The goal of our program was to teach you the managerial mindset, which it did. So I would still say that even if you want to work for yourself, it still could be valuable to go to college. Then the next question is, what about student loans? Because that shit sucks, right? Like, I made a video about how I paid off $50,000 in student loans. And if I didn't have to pay those loans off, I would have 50 G's in the bank now instead of paying off $50,000 worth of loans. And one thing that I think is not helpful, when you hear the debate about student loans, oftentimes you'll hear people say, like, why would you go to school and take on $120,000 in debt to learn blah, blah, blah? This is a bit of a straw man. Most people don't come out of college owing 120 grand. Unless you're extraordinarily stupid and unwise with what kind of loans you choose to take on, going to some like super fancy private school for fucking underwater basket weaving or whatever, which I don't think anybody think that this is a good idea. Most of the time you're gonna come out of school owing something more along the lines of like $20,000 or $30,000. If you're smart, if you do things like live with your parents, go to a nearby school that you can commute to, stuff like that. Owing $20,000 or $30,000 might sound like a lot of money, and I mean, it is, but if you have 15 years to pay it off, it's actually not that much. That'll be like $100 a month or $150 a month or something in student loan payments, and that's not much, especially if you're earning decent money. Like, just be noise. You won't even think about it. Plus, it's a tax write-off. So don't be afraid of a little debt. Like, think about it this way. If you knew that you would make $10,000 a year in additional income for the rest of your life, $20,000 now, knowing that for the rest of your working life, which let's say is 40 years, you're gonna make an additional $10,000 a year because of that degree? Of course you would. Anybody would make that investment. And it's actually probably in a lot of cases more than $10,000 a year in additional income. So yes, debt is scary. Yes, you should be careful about the amount of debt you choose to take on. But don't just like run away from it and say college isn't for me simply because of debt. Now, let me give you a few examples of people who I think definitely do not need to go to college. Or should I say, in my opinion, probably do not need to go to college. That'd be a better way to put it. There are some fields in which you can teach yourself the craft and nobody cares about a degree. Photography would be a really good example of this. Or audio engineering, music production. Nobody gives a shit whether you have a degree in that field. You can most definitely teach yourself that shit at home, probably better than you will actually learn it at any school. And there's probably some other fields that I'm not thinking of, but those are like two common ones that I talk to people about. Do not go to Full Sail and pay them 80 grand to learn music production and then come out of it realizing that actually you suck at music production. Two, nobody respects your degree from Full Sail. In fact, actually, they'll probably think less of you for having a degree from Full Sail. And three, oh fuck, now you have to pay off $80,000 worth of student loans, which is really hard to do in music, so you're probably gonna take a job outside of music to pay for your stupid music degree. And also, I should say, like, everything that I just said is kind of under the heading of white-collar jobs, and there are lots of great jobs that are not white-collar. So, like, the trades, you know, I did printing. I didn't love doing printing, but some people might. Being an electrician or a carpenter, you know, any of those kind of jobs, especially if you're in a union, like, those people can make a lot of money, and a lot of people enjoy that more than sitting behind a desk. Going into the military, I have a ton of family members in the military. There's a lot of careers that you don't need a degree, a lot of great careers that you don't need a degree for. At least think about those if you're not sure whether you want to go to college. I'm not saying that you should go out and become a carpenter tomorrow, or you should join the military or the police, but at least think about it. I guess just to wrap it all up, my thoughts on college are that I think most people should at least strongly consider going to college. Do not be afraid of a modest amount of debt. like say $20,000 or $30,000, if it means you will end up with a job that you enjoy more, where you're gonna be making more income. And third, if college, you know, if you're on the fence about it and you think, I don't know, at least consider those other jobs like the trades, all those like jobs where you need a certificate, military, police, stuff like that. At least consider those. Hopefully that is helpful. Let me know in the comments what you think. Did you go to college? Are you glad you did? What kind of opportunities did it open up for you? If you didn't go to college, what's your experience been like? Did it close any doors for you? Do you ever think about going back? Did you go back at an older age like I did at the old age of 25? I hope this is helpful and I will see you next time. All right, my friends, that does it for this episode of the podcast. If you made it this far, thank you. Thank you for listening. We sincerely appreciate each and every one of you. If you want to help the show, there's a couple things that you can do. First of all, share it on social media. If you share it, tag us, tag Finn McKenty, that's me, and tag Deanna Chapman, that's a producer. Second thing you can do, if you really, really, really love us and really want to support us, you can support us on Patreon. There's a link to that in the show notes. You can leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever else you're listening to this, or you can do none of that. And you can just sit at home, think about how awesome this podcast is. That works too. Again, thank you very much to each and every one of you for listening. We sincerely appreciate it, and we'll see you next time.
Well, hey friends, my name is Zach Lupitin. You may know me from the band Dust Bowl Revival, but I also host a music discovery podcast called The Show on the Road. For the last 5 seasons, I've been able to dive deep and have intimate chats with folks like The Lumineers, Andy DeFranco, Wolfpack, Keb Moe, Lake Street Dive, Bela Fleck, and more. So guess what? After 150 conversations with some of my favorite songwriters from around the world, we are bringing brand new episodes to the Osiris Network. New interviews and intimate acoustic performances will be coming at you this summer. And which episodes are coming next, you ask?
I am Zach Goody, the lead singer for the band Smash Mouth.
Our band is called Milky Chance. We are based in Berlin.
My name is David Shaw. I sing and write songs with my band, The Revivalists.
Trust me, these conversations go some wild places. So subscribe to The Show on the Road on Osiris, and we'll see you soon.
Hello out there.
Yes, hello out there, everyone. I'm Hal Schwartz.
And I'm Flynn McClain. Together, we host None But the Brave, a podcast dedicated to the music and career of Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce and E Street Band are on tour right now for the first time in 6 years, and we're taking a detailed look at what's happening on stage in our bi-weekly episodes.
We've also been recently joined by some very exciting guests, including rock journalist Warren Zanes and Stephen Hyden, Backstreet's Magazine founder Charles Cross, and Barstool's Kirk Menahan.
If you're a diehard Springsteen fan, this is the show for you.
So please subscribe to None But the Brave on your favorite podcasting platform, and we hope to see you further on up the road.
Thank you so much! We'll be seeing you!